loving since I fell in love with you, you little charmer. Since I fell in love with you,
you little charmer. Speaking of charmers, I have a feeling, I just have a feeling, even though I have not met him yet, that Lionel Frederick Cole is going to be one. I got Freddie Cole on the line. He was born on October 15th, 1931, the youngest of Edward and Paulina Nancy Cole's five children. His three elder brothers, Eddie, Ike, and Nat, of course, Nat, 12 years Freddie's senior, were all musicians. And he is currently a resident of Atlanta. Moved to New York in 1951, where he studied at the Juilliard School of Music. And he's going to be playing a gig, you guys, this week at the Jazz Standard. And the New York Times called Freddie Cole the most maturely expressive male singer of his generation, if not the best alive. That's not me. That's the New York Times. John Hendricks hailed him as a real prince of song, upholding a noble tradition as only he can. He is Lionel Frederick Freddie Cole, singer and pianist extraordinaire, and a masterful interpreter of the great American songbook. And, well, as I said, he's going to be at the Jazz Standard, which is located at 116 East 27th Street between Lexington and Park, this week, Thursday through Sunday. I'm going to have some tickets to give away, so you're going to want to hang right here. Don't move. Don't even think of moving, because right now we're going to be speaking with Mr. Freddie Cole. Good morning, Freddie Cole. Welcome to Anything Goes.
Good morning. I'm going to have to get your program on all the time.
Yes, you are.
To get all of those accolades.
Well, I think you dig it, actually, Freddie. I hope that you will tune in, because you can definitely check us out right here from WFDU-FM on the web. And, yeah. Of course, Anything Goes is internationally syndicated, so you can check me out at anythinggoesradio.com. There's my plug for you.
All right.
But tell us, Freddie, I mean, it's undeniable. You obviously grew up with music because all of your brothers became musicians. What was going on in the Cole house?
I don't know. I guess it's some kind of strange blessing. But I'm happy that happened that way, because I did everything as all the little boys do, playing ball and shooting marbles and, you know, just the regular things, you know. But I always was drawn to music. I would hear it all day long, you know, and so I guess it, you know, it just rubbed off on me.
Were your folks musicians?
My mother played piano. My father was a Baptist preacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was okay with you guys becoming musicians?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with the music business. Music rules the world.
Well, that's not... Many parents will disagree with you.
Well, that's their problem.
Okay. Yeah, so tell us, you grew up in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
And what was there... I mean, your brother was older than you, and did Nat become famous while you were still a kid?
Yeah. I was quite young, and consequently, I got a chance to meet, you know, a lot of people that, you know, other people held in awe or in awe of, and, you know, to me, they were just regular people. I'd come home from school, I might see anybody at the house, you know, they're working in Chicago, came by to get a meal from my mother, etc. You know, so it's been good to me, and, you know, I have no regrets at all about becoming a musician.
You can't leave us hanging like that, Freddie Cole. What? Who? When you would come home from school, who would be there? You can't just say like
different people. You know, it might be Lionel Hampton. Gates was a regular at the house. He and my older brother were good friends.
Uh-huh.
And Basie, Duke. I don't know, Timmy Rogers, who wrote that song "Nothing's Wrong with Nothing." It's just different people.
That's amazing. So you'd come home from school and Lionel Hampton would be hanging with your brother and your mother would be making dinner?
Yeah, that's what they'd be doing, talking music and hanging out, and I was trying to get in fast enough to get my school clothes off where I could get outside.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. Well, now, speaking of which, I hear tell you almost had a career with the NFL.
No, they got that wrong.
Okay, well, what is that?
Even though it sounds good, you know.
Pretty extraordinary.
I played football in high school, and I was an All-State running back and linebacker. And, you know, I had several scholarship offers to go to school. And I got hurt the last game that I played, which caused me to spend a considerable amount of time in the hospital.
Wow.
So that was the end of my football career, but I guess the beginning of what I do now, playing music.
So was it a hand injury, Freddie?
Yeah, I got my hand stepped on, and it caused a bone infection. It ended up, you know, I got several operations.
Wow. And that does that affect the way that you play the piano to this day?
No, not really. You know, I didn't let it affect me. You know, I just, you know, I play, and I got the sound out that I wanted.
Okay. Okay. Hey, you know what? If Django can do what Django did.
That's right.
How did you start in yourself going in the music business? Was it handy to have a famous brother, or was it frustrating?
It was a little of both. You know, I guess it can never be a handicap to have a person in your family as famous as my brother. So I never looked at it that way, you know, because had there not been that cold, I may not be Freddie Cole for you to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Right.
That's right, you know.
I hear what you're saying. I'm just wondering whether or not, you know, whether you needed to live up to something or whether you felt that your musical... And my brother is also a musician. I'm a singer, and we are really different. I mean, we actually recently collaborated on something, but you walk in to do a gig and everybody's expecting, something like Nat, and that, I guess, could be an uncool thing if that's not what you're doing.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. I never even, at certain times, I never even wanted to acknowledge that fact. But when you grow out of situations like that, it helps you to become a stronger person, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know.
If you're walking around waiting for your brother to do something before you do it, putting up those kind of barriers for yourself is not good.
Right, right. When you deal with the hand you were dealt.
That's exactly.
Right. So you moved here to New York from Chicago in 1951, and you studied at the Juilliard School.
Yeah, I was there for just about two or three semesters, and I left there. I was having too much fun in New York. I ended up in Boston.
You didn't like New York?
No, it wasn't that. You know, my brother told me, "I think you have a little too much fun in New York."
Oh, well, too much fun. Uh-oh. The big brother's big hand came down on you.
Yeah. So I ended up in Boston at New England Conservatory.
Uh-huh.
Which they just last year gave me an honorary doctorate, you know, so.
Oh, very cool. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's very neat. So you've been working, I have a number of your albums, and you've been working for a very long time with Todd Barkin as your producer, yeah?
Yeah, Todd and I go back quite a ways, and we've grown together, and he's a good producer, and he knows the music, and he and I have a thing together. You know, how some people have certain chemistries, you know, that they get along with each other so well.
Uh-huh.
And we think a lot alike musically.
Okay, well, we know Todd very well because we work with Dizzy's Club, Coca-Cola, and Jazz at Lincoln Center, and then now, of course, he's at the Iridium, and we're working with them because
mm-hmm.
Todd is a very good man. You know what? I got to tell you, Freddie, I have another song queued up from This and That, which is your brand new album,
yeah,
on the High Note label. And you want to give a nod to some of the folks that worked on this album with you?
Yeah, well, Randy Napoleon, Randy did, he and I did most of the arrangements on the CD. And Elias Bailey is the bass player. And Curtis Boyd is the drummer on there. And a good friend of mine from Philadelphia is on playing saxophone on this one, Bootsy Barnes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of who else was on the date. Oh, John DiMartino, and, oh, boy, I can't think of the trombone player's name.
It's Josh.
Josh, yeah. Sorry, Josh.
And, let's see, did we mention Randy Napoleon on guitar arrangements?
Yeah, Randy was the first one. Yeah.
Okay, all right, very cool. And this is your newest album, right, Freddie? How do you choose the songs for the albums when you put them together?
Well, you know, I fool around a long time hoping and trying to put the things together to make sense. I just don't record a song because I like it or because it's there, you know. If it doesn't fit into a certain little mold of what we're trying to do. And what I kept fooling around and messing around, and then I just came up with this title. Well, this or that, we don't know what the hell we're going to do. So this will be this or that. Nothing that you would plan to do. And I just kept messing with these songs, and chopping this one off, and Tom would call me and say, hey, man, what about this song or that song? And I'd listen, you know, and I had to make the final decision, and so this is what we came up with.
Okay, cool. Well, I've got one, I think, written by your brother Nat queued up, I Get Sentimental Over Nothing.
Yeah,
you want to set that up for us, sir?
Beautiful song.
A pithy setup from Freddie Cole. All right, we'll be back with more from Freddie Cole after we hear a song written by his brother Nat, I Get Sentimental Over Nothing, from Freddie's brand new album, This and That, on the High Note label. And Freddie's going to be doing gigs at the Jazz Standard this week, you guys, the 20th through the 23rd. For reservations, you can call 212-576-2232 or log on to jazzstandard.net, and we'll be giving you a chance to win yourself some free tickets in a little while. But first, from Freddie's album, This and That, I get sentimental over nothing here on Anything Goes.
Some little thing, I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine how I feel about you. A movie scene, a pretty tune, like Reverie or Clair de Lune. I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine how I feel about you. Such romantic notions fill my heart over some whimsical thing. And the same emotion play their part in making the memories cling. It's too absurd. I don't know why a tender word can make me cry. I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine how I feel about you. ¶¶ the same emotions play their part in making the memories cling. It's too absurd. I don't know why a tender word can make me cry. I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine how I feel about you.
Hi, this is Jimmy Webb, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lee Savory.
And we're talking to Freddie Cole, who's going to be doing gigs this week at the Jazz Standard. The shows are 7:30 and 9:30 p.m., and an extra show on Friday and Saturday nights at 11:30. Freddie, that's a lot of singing.
I know.
That's
how well I know.
what do you do to keep the pipes... To keep the pipes smooth?
Well,
tea
I
or?
I used to oil them down pretty good, but I stopped there.
Tea, I guess, huh?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Fair enough. You want to tell us a little bit about what we can expect at the Jazz Standard this week?
Yeah, I can tell you this much. You'll be listening from Broadway to the blues.
Yay, and that's why this program is Anything Goes. I'm going to be there on Thursday, Freddie. I hope you'll come by and say hello to me and my production director.
I'll be happy to see you.
Need photos for the website and stuff.
How about that?
I can't let you go, Freddie, without talking a little bit about your brother. Do you find that people spend a lot of time making comparisons? And I mean, I hear occasionally, you know, sort of cadences and things in your voice that sound like your brother, but in general, I don't really hear it. I think your phrasing is different, your general vocal quality is different, but is that something you're still struggling with?
No, not at all.
No, really?
No, not at all, because I know who I am, and I know what I can do, and the main thing that I really worry about is it sounds good.
But so people, you don't have people,
no,
or
you know,
you don't care if they do.
No, you know, that's their opinion. Yeah. I can't change somebody's opinion. You know, why would I sit there to waste their time and mine also, you know, debating about who I sound like.
Right.
If you turn on and play my other brother's records, Ike's records, you find I sound like him too. Every family has certain traits, and... it's just inevitable, you know. You're gonna sound like your brother, or you may sound just like your sister.
Right.
So you know, you do something like your brother. You know, that's just a waste of time.
Who are you?
Come hear the music and enjoy the music, and go home happy.
Who are your primary influences then, Freddie?
Oh boy, I had so many of them. But my first one that come out of my mouth was Billy Eckstein.
Okay.
You know, that CD we had a couple of CDs ago that we got nominated for Grammy.
I love this CD. I am about to play a song from it.
It's one of my favorite CDs.
You too?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so validated, Freddie Cole. Because I love, this is my favorite of yours.
Yeah.
And you guys, it's called Freddie Cole Sings Mr. B.
That's right, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful man. And he's so musical, you know, that he just really knocked me out.
Can you tell us a story that we don't know about Billy Eckstein? One that we can air on the radio now.
Oh, boy, listen, now you caught me off guard.
Sorry, that's not the kind of journalism I trade in. I was just asking.
I'll think of one when I see you Thursday night.
Okay, fair enough.
Related back to the show.
Fair enough. I have to tell you, Freddie, that your recording... of Ma, She's Making Eyes at Me on this album knocks my socks off. It is absolutely my favorite recording of that tune to date. I love it, I love it, I love it.
I'm going to have to start doing it again. I got to learn it so I can do it Thursday.
It swings, baby. And of course, you've got the wonderful Houston person helping you out on the saxophone on that track and on so many
Houston's on there.
On this album. So, well, Freddie, I thank you so very much. I want to let everybody know again that Freddie Cole will be with his quartet with special guest Harry Allen, not too shabby, at the Jazz Standard this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The shows are 7:30 and 9:30, with late shows on Friday and Saturdays, 11:30 p.m. And you can bring Freddie some tea, and he'll be happy to have it.
Yeah, I make one correction. Harry won't be with us. Harry's in Japan.
Oh.
Yes, it'll just be the quartet.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the way it was released to me, so I apologize.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for making time for us, Freddie. I look forward to meeting you on Thursday.
Okay.
And you want to set up this Ma He's Making Eyes at Me? Not that it needs an introduction.
It's one of my favorite things that B does, and he does it in such a manner that it just really touches you. And you got to get a laugh out of it. And when I weigh since 53.
Well, you know the song Huggin' and a Chalkin'?
Yeah, I heard that.
There you go. Thanks, Freddie Cole. Well. I'll see you Thursday.
See you
Travel
Bye.
Safely. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. And from Freddie's album dedicated to Mr. B, called Freddie Cole Sings Mr. B on the High Note label, this is my favorite version of this song, Ma, She's Making Eyes at Me. Man's in trouble.
Ma, she's making eyes at me. Ma, she's oh so good to me. Ma, she's almost breaking my heart when I'm beside her. Please, let her conscience guide her. Mom, she wants to marry me and be my honeybee. Every moment she gets bolder. Now she's leaning on my shoulder. Mom, she's kissing me. Hey, Ma, she don't look good.